Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be real, sometimes life throws us curveballs faster than a baseball game in July. We get stuck holding on to things, anger, resentment, past hurts like they are going out of style. Today, we're diving deep into the art of letting go and moving forward. Ever felt like you're carrying around baggage heavier than your winter coat? You know that feeling when something happens, and instead of letting it roll off your back like water off a duck, you hold onto it tighter than a kid to their favorite teddy bear. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding on tight doesn't make things easier, it just weighs us down. So, what can we do about it? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change your life. 1. Acceptance is your secret weapon. I know, sounds cliche, right? But hear me out. Acceptance isn't about agreeing with what happened, it's about acknowledging it and moving on. It's like realizing that your favorite band canceled their tour, it sucks, but dwelling on it won't bring them back. Think of it this way. Acceptance is the first step to reclaiming your power. You're not powerless against life's curveballs, you just have the choice to let them define you or use them as stepping stones. 2. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Ultimately, it's you who suffers. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional shackles of anger and resentment. It's a gift you give yourself, not them. Now, I'm not saying this is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Forgiving takes guts and grace, especially when dealing with situations that feel deeply personal. But trust me, the weight you'll lift from your shoulders will be worth every bit of effort. Think of it as a mental detox. 3. Focus on what you can control. This one's about setting boundaries and taking ownership. We can't control everything life throws at us, but we can control our reactions to it. So, focus on what you can influence: your thoughts, your actions, your choices. You know that feeling when you get stuck in traffic and start to stress out? Instead of letting the frustration take over, try listening to an upbeat playlist or catching up on a podcast. You can't control the traffic, but you can control how you respond to it. 4. Embrace the power of now. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future is like trying to catch smoke, it just slips through your fingers. The only time we truly have is now. So, practice being present in each moment, savoring the little things, and appreciating what you have right now. Think about that delicious cup of coffee you're enjoying. Really take a moment to appreciate its aroma, its warmth, and how it feels in your hands. That's mindfulness in action. 5. Let go with grace. This isn't about forgetting or minimizing what happened, it's about releasing the emotional grip it has on you. Imagine letting go of a helium balloon, it floats away gracefully, leaving behind only a memory. That's what we want to do with our pain and baggage. Let it rise up and gently drift away, making space for new experiences and joy. Okay, picture this. You're at a party, and someone you used to have a falling out with walks in. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel that familiar urge to avoid them like the plague. But here's the thing, you know deep down that holding onto that resentment is only hurting you. So, what do you do? Take a deep breath, smile, and approach them with kindness and openness. You don't have to erase the past or pretend everything is perfect, but you can choose to let go of the anger and negativity. This takes courage, sure, but it also opens the door to healing, forgiveness, and maybe even rekindling a friendship. Remember, letting go isn't always easy, but it's undeniably worth it. It's about choosing freedom over fear, peace over anger, and growth over stagnation. Don't let the past hold you back from living your best life. Take that leap of faith, release the weight, and move forward with grace and confidence. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you're holding on to that you'd like to let go of? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey of letting go and moving forward together. And remember, until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.